This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brett. The U.S. Supreme Court for the third time rejected a challenge to the country's chief health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The court, in a 7-2 decision, dismissed on Thursday a bid by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Donald Trump to append the 2010 Affordable Care Act. It was the signature legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama, Trump's immediate predecessor, and is popularly known in the U.S. as Obamacare. President Joe Biden called the decision a victory for more than 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions and millions more who were in immediate danger of losing their health care in the midst of a once-in-a-century pandemic. Iranians began voting Friday in a presidential election tipped in favor of hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who urged citizens to participate as he cast the first ceremonial vote in the capital, Tehran. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. State-linked opinion, polling, and analysts that put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. And Israel has launched airstrikes on Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. There are no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrike. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election, sparking rather months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he spent the past 2 years. It is not immediately known whether the 76-year-old ex-president will seek to re-enter politics. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kanda, has died at the age of 97. Kanda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991. Kanda fought against colonialism and is said to have played a leading role in discipling the likes of Nelson Mandela and Robert Mugabe. President Joe Biden signed into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said by making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we have to travel. The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, of their freedom. 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Cybersecurity experts have been poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For most, the answer is it's too soon to tell. President Biden vowed to confront President Putin over ransomware, but while no breakthrough over cybersecurity emerged from the summit, the two leaders agreed to start consultations over the issue. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.